Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Check us out at the radio.com app. It is Sam and Greg. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
I'm trying to figure out, Sam, what's that music reminds me of.
I know what it reminds me of.
What is it? And by the way, that's the voice of our producer, Ken.
Henry Mancini music.
Yeah. It's like some kind of Pink Panther or intro to some stupid Peter Sellers movie from the 60s.
From the 60s.
Don't it?
Yeah, it does. It does.
It did. And I'll tell you what else it sounded like. The beginning of it sounded a little bit Grinch-like. Kind of like the Grinch.
Okay.
And while we have everybody on the line here, including Ken, what is your favorite Christmas cartoon or Christmas special? Is it Peanuts? Is it the Grinch? Is it Rudolph? Is it Dolly Parton, which by the way is mine?
She's on tonight.
She's on every. Dolly is just.
Normally, her special is on tonight on CBS.
Can I ask you a question? Since you went down this road, I know this is sports radio's 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. But Sam and I are just getting started, and you brought up her name. How many American treasures do we have? And Dolly Parton is obviously one of them. I'm not talking about elected officials or just, you know, people who are great at what they do. Is LeBron?
She's great. She's great at what she does.
No, she's great at what she does, but I'm saying that's not enough. There's got to be an intangible that makes you a treasure.
Just feel good when you see them and they do something that makes you feel good and something.
And when they're gone, they just leave a hole in you in a way. I think the last time we felt that on a mass scale was maybe Kobe.
But you had some people, when you talk about an athlete, you got some people who will feel a certain way and not feel a certain way.
Okay,
almost don't want to put Dolly Parton in that category. I mean, she's...
Well, no, I said an American church, so it has nothing to do with the occupation you're in. Like, all right, anyway, I went down this rabbit hole. I'm sorry. Let's get back to what we're talking about. But it's an interesting conversation. Again, people will sit there and think about it and go, yeah, you know, she's one. And, you know, there's Aretha was one.
Normally at this time we talk about what you do all week. How is
your
week?
Yes, we do. Oh, I was thinking about.
I'm going to pull you out of the rabbit hole.
Go ahead.
How is your week?
I'm just the guy trying to drive a show here. What am I going to do here, right?
Leave them rabbits down there where they at.
Yeah, well, that's true because
how was your week?
We will actually go back down there. But you know what? Now that you asked me, it was kind of interesting because I got some things that are coming up that have got me anxious a bit.
Yeah.
I literally have to take my first COVID test at the end of this upcoming week, which
you
means
ain't done that. You ain't done that.
I yet. Had no man. I haven't had.
You
had
the people
to.
Put that thing up your nose.
Not without dinner. Not without dinner first.
it's an experience.
Yeah. No. See you. This is what you do. This is what you do. When I went and had another procedure, you told me and gave me your perspective on it. Oh, Greg, you're gonna be dancing around and twiddly dee on your toes and all. That didn't happen. Now you're telling me about this thing, and all those folks on set could tell me, yes, that's where I'm going. I have to have a test before a job. And they said, no, it's non-invasive. It's not that one that goes up and, you know, all the way up in your head and finds out what month you were born. None of that. They have a different way of doing it now. So I'm not going to let you get me all worked up into a lather about, oh, man, yeah, they going up in there and, you know. So anyway, I got to do that. So, yeah, I'm a little anxious because now I got to worry about where I'm going and what I'm doing and who I'm around. And then, of course, then where my wife is and who she's around. And yeah. So, again, that's how my week was. But other than that,
You know what? That's how my week started out. Last Monday morning, that's how it started out, doing a test. Because, I mean, to do things after the holiday, people may have gone around folks, or may have gone around family, or gone to gather, which I didn't do any of that. But still, you know, folks, you know, where they do some work for wanted me to
have
that done. So yeah. I got it done last Monday morning.
And you're good. Yeah. I'll tell you something that we all dealt with this past week. So you're asking me how my week went. So the beginning of the week, not like yours, but I think everybody listening to us right now that have DirecTV had an interesting week, because there's this fight that's going on between these carriers, these network providers, and we've known about this little back and forth that's been going on with one company who provides us, if you're on DirecTV, with 11 Alive, which means everything NBC, which is your old home, and they pull the plug. But this was a strategic shutdown, the way they did this. If you have DirecTV, you know what I'm talking about, because you ain't seen NBC since Wednesday. And I mean, at least it seems like to me, I don't know exactly what time is, but when I landed on NBC on Wednesday, like everybody else, I tuned in and watched the Steelers game. And I got that message, and that message is still there. We do not have NBC. There's negotiations. We've seen this before with other carriers, but it's going on right now. But, I mean, Sam, they timed that thing. They knew they were going to get folks' attention when they pulled the plug right at that Wednesday game.
Well, you know, that time of day, you got to think about it. Weekday, that time of day, around 3 o'clock, 3:30. There are also some people who are looking for them court TV shows. I mean, across the country.
You're right.
You're thinking about 11 here, but across the country, other NBC affiliates that time of day, they're missing Judge Somebody. And so, you know, that's you had some upset folk, man. They were going to be mad that they were going to have a football game on instead of their court TV shows, but now they got nothing. They got zero.
Well, apparently, because I saw this yesterday, DirecTV, they're kind of going through the back door here, because they've got, when you go to 11 Alive, they got like 11A or 11 something else. You know, they put another letter next to it, and it's an alternative channel. And they are saying and I've seen this since yesterday, and it wasn't about the nightly news. It wasn't about any other show that NBC was running. Yesterday, maybe even Friday, I started seeing a message there where you can go to, what channel you can go to watch Sunday Night Football.
Yeah. Now, this is not against NBC. This is against Tegna. It's against the company that owns 11, which across the country, my memory serves me right, it's been a little while, most of their stations are CBS affiliates. Most of them are not in. Most of them are CBS affiliates. The station that I work for in North Carolina is a CBS affiliate. WMAZ in Macon is a CBS affiliate, is also owned by the same company. So that's the thing, is different network affiliates in different cities around the country where these stations are located. But it's not an NBC thing now, but it's Tegna, the people who own 11.
But for those folks here in Atlanta, it is, yeah, it's an NBC thing. Hey, I want to just really mention some of the stuff that we got coming up on the show, and I want to tell you about something I did this past week, since you asked me about this past week. But coming up, we're going to talk college football next, and we're going to invite Ken to join us too, because normally we get Ken's perspective on what the Bulldogs did, but Bulldogs didn't play yesterday. That game with Vandy is, as they said, postponed. Chances 1 in 10, Mr. Crenshaw, that game gets played. In your mind?
I'd say maybe 7, 8.
Yeah.
Right, you know, but there's a chance that it doesn't happen even then.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But it's still out there. So
we're going to talk about that. We're going to bring Ken in and get his thoughts on an interesting day. And I tell you what, me and Mr. Crenshaw are on the same page. And what we really got excited about yesterday, given all the duct tape and baling wire that was put in place to hold college football together, it was a program that we have talked about had some fun with their nickname, but they ain't one of the big powers. But they provided the game of the day yesterday, and Sam and I are going to talk about that. Also going to get into this past weekend what's going on in the NBA. Some movement was going on and what the Hawks are going to look like in this upcoming season. Going to also talk to Robin Hines. He's been on the show many times, and he is the executive director of the GSHA. There have been some movement in high school sports here, Mr. Crenshaw.
Well, I mean, it's playoff time, and, you know, a lot of people kind of turned a skunk eye when they decided to play football. We made it to the playoffs and looked like we're going to make it to the state championship. That's happening. Basketball is starting, and, man, you know, if you had trouble lining up games for football, now you're talking about boys and girls.
Yeah.
You know, we asked them about that. And then the transfer rule, they had a special meeting down at the home office this week, and you're going about some amending the transfer rule, and we'll let him explain that to us. You know, and last week we found out there's an officials shortage. You know, they had to play games for the first round on two nights because of that. So a lot of things to get into with.
Yeah, I got news for
Dr. Hines.
Yes, 720. And he's 720. He's going to be with us, but I guarantee you. What happened this past week did not help people going into the world of officiating, given that video that came out of that. Was it the high school kid who went after
Texas,
that ref?
In Texas.
Jeez.
We got to ask him about that, too. We get his thoughts on that, too, as an executive director of a – and I don't know if that young man has any college offers or anything, but I would imagine a lot of them probably disappeared.
You know what's going to happen? One of these days a ref is going to turn around and pull a Woody Hayes on one of these kids. And then how does that end up in court? You got a 6-foot whatever lineman who's in pads who goes after an adult. The adult decides to take a swing back. Who goes to jail?
Well, you pick who you do that to because, you know, our buddy Bob Whitfield is a high school official.
Atlanta
Falcons offensive lineman. Ain't nobody going to run up on Big Bob.
But I'm saying,
that would be a mistake.
Yes, it would. It'd be one of the Ralph Cramden moments where the kid goes, hamana, 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 hamana. But I'm saying,
Excuse me, sir. I'm sorry.
Man, could you imagine it taking a swing on Big Bob? You're like 16, 17 years old. You take a big swing on Bob and all of a sudden you look up and somebody whose eyes ain't his eyes are crossed and looking at you and there's foam coming outside of his mouth.
You know, I officiated with Bob.
Yeah?
Really? Yeah, nobody's swinging on him. The coaches are really nice to him. Like, don't worry about it, Bob. It's good.
Ken, honestly, get and stay with us here. My scenario, if it were to happen, who's at fault?
The kid's at fault.
The kid's at fault. So, in other words, that adult who smacks on a minor, but the minor is the one who instigated the exchange, that adult doesn't get charged?
I would think it'd be self-defense.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, man, I'm just saying.
In a situation like this week, the one out in Texas, that would be self-defense.
Oh, that dude got blindsided. Y'all got to go see this picture. So anyway.
And that team, not only did that kid get thrown out, and that's his last game ever because he got suspended. The team got – because I think next week was the playoffs. They got ousted from the playoffs. They're not even going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, that was a play-in game.
That was
a game you had to win in order to get into the playoffs, and, you know, he lost it in that thing. So, it's a double loss for them.
Reminded me of Virginia Tech last night, which we will get into. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We are just getting started. We're the opening act for a full day of football. We're followed by the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, Chris Goforth and Hugh Douglas, and then Countdown to Kickoff. And, man, have we got a surprise for you in the 8 o'clock hour. We got not one. We got two guests. One is going to rail on college football, and the other, well, you hear him every weekday at our station from 6 until 10. He going to rail on the Saints. John Fricke's going to join us. Cross-promotion shows coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We're just getting started. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Check us out on the radio.com app.
Now, back to Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Be sure to check us out on the radio.com app. I'm sitting here looking at some notes I made for you. I'm going to tell you about one of the things I did this past week, Mr. Crenshaw, that I think you would enjoy as you sit around. See, you don't sit around as much. You don't enjoy your time, I don't think, as much as I think you should. I think there's sparks coming off your heels too much. I think I need to get you to sit down and enjoy life a little bit more because you're going from this game to that game to this coach at this press conference, and I just want you to slow down a little bit more, man. Because there's some things I think you're missing.
He's in demand, man.
Some of this ain't in demand. He's just dude. he just seeks out stuff. He's a reporter. No, so man. Remember that.
No, dude, not in this climate. I'm not.
Well, no, I mean, okay, you're not as bad as you used to.
Yeah, you gotta.
But you go to stuff.
You gotta pick and choose what you go to. I got something later on today. I'm calling. Georgia State women are taking on Furman today, 2:00 over the GSU Sports Arena, which has a new configuration. I'm gonna be up off the floor, which is the case everywhere I've seen so far with basketball. And you're not sitting on the floor. You're not going anywhere near them people, man. And so it's just making the adjustment. This is the first one today on ESPN Plus. So that's what I got coming up later on today. But this is the first one. But go ahead. You tell me what you're
going to Well, no, I'm going to save it for, during casting call or somewhere down there, because we got to get into college football, and I'm trying to avoid that first step down a rabbit hole again. So
You know what? I'll tell people, you and I talked yesterday.
Yes, we did.
And we always do on Saturdays. And I told you that I was feeling a certain kind of way about watching, you know, college football today and the start of the game and watching game day and watching, you know, and seeing Ohio State come out for their warm-ups and half the coaches aren't there and a bunch of the players aren't there, you know, and Georgia's not playing today. I mean, maybe that's a little glum because Georgia State didn't have a game. I felt like they stopped playing as they were playing their best football of the season. Now they got no more games on their schedule. And I'm like, man, this just left me with a – you knew what was going to happen with the games that you were going to see.
You told me about Alabama. You told me exactly, and I was gone too at halftime.
Alabama was just like, I compared it to, I was texting with a friend last night. I said, it's like the Ali Larry Holmes fight. You knew what the outcome was going to be, but it kind of had to happen. You know what I mean?
Oh, you said, okay, now folks that are old enough to realize this is when Ali was on his last breath and Larry Holmes.
And
Larry went the other way around.
You're right. Well, no. Well, and plus, it was Larry Holmes had been a sparring partner for Ali.
That's right.
So, I mean, he got paid to get beat up by Ali coming up in the fight, and now he was the champ in Ali. You know, and that's kind of what last night was to me with LSU and in Alabama. It was never going to be a game to begin with. And So I watched none of that. I really didn't. I mean, the Clemson Virginia Tech was interesting for a hot.
Oh, you know, I was mad. Go ahead, because that ticked me off.
But I mean, we're all set up for what we want to see for the conference championship game. Florida took down Tennessee. Harrison Bailey, a young man from Marietta who led them to state championship last year, got his start finally for Tennessee, and Florida wins that one. Trask looks good in that game, you know. And so you got Notre Dame and them line up for the Notre Dame and Clemson line up for the ACC. Your SEC championship is since lined up in all final. The Fighting Dave Archers are going to be all dressed up with nowhere to go. Iowa State is winning that conference, and nobody wants them. So, you know, and as far as the championship goes, but the best game, the thing that made me feel good about yesterday, would happen at Coastal Carolina. BYU Coastal Carolina game. That's the best thing I saw yesterday.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And you know what? It had all the elements in spite of what's happening during this time, Greg. They threw that game together at the last minute.
Right.
They threw it together at the last minute. They're playing in Myrtle Beach, of all places, a place that, and the way they're describing it, how the stadium, I know about the stadium, I've been there several times, but I didn't know that when they decided to make it to Division I football, they had to wipe out a watermelon patch to build a thing.
Okay, hang on. You got to say that again and a little slower.
They had to clear out a watermelon patch to finish making this stadium, which is named after the founder of Hooters.
Man. This is writing itself. Watermelon patch and Hooters.
In that backdrop, you bring BYU, you bring Brigham Young in the plane, and people are wearing T-shirts saying Mormons versus the Mullets. It gets no better. And then there was some nastiness on the field.
Yeah, there was.
There was some nastiness. You know, a little brawl. It had everything. This game had everything except, you know what it had? What it didn't have? It didn't have spoil. Highly pampered, over-touted, Power 5, 5-star, 4-stars. You know, I'm going to transfer. It had none of those guys.
Right.
It had guys who were college football players who really want to be college football players. Yeah, one or two of them may get a chance to get a peep at the pros, but these are guys who really play college football, and they were in the spotlight yesterday, and they deserved it. And I felt so good watching college football players who want to be college football players out there playing the game. And I thought it was fantastic.
It was one of those conversations you liked to be in a room for when BYU decided to start this process. Moreover, to get the people convinced that, yeah, we're going to get on a long flight and go, you know, all the way to the coast to play this game, which was something that a lot of programs don't want to do. But again, they did this. These guys were a couple of undefeated teams, you're right. And it was that JV game that ended up being 10 times better than the varsity. Not to, you know, put them in that category, but I'm just saying it wasn't a game that was supposed to have the ending like a Super Bowl. That was the Rams and the Titans all over again here at the Dome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right down to the last play. Last play. But BYU kind of needed this game. They're an independent. They're not affiliated with a conference. And, you know, they needed this. It was a great opportunity for them. Liberty was supposed to play this game, who also is not in a conference as well, and has picked up a few checks from the ACC this season, beating some ACC teams until they played NC State. But BYU had been the team that they played, you know, like whoever wants to come and play a game. They were just adding people throughout the season. Who wants to play? Come on out to Provo. We'll play you. These guys saw this opportunity to get on a plane and fly and to play this game at Myrtle Beach, and it was great. It was great football.
Shame they couldn't get around to golfing if they're going to be down there at Myrtle Beach. But I mean, you got to do what you got to do. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Check us out on the radio.com app. Sam, we got an update. If you're just joining us in our first segment, we were talking about the referees and the need for more referees, and then we brought up the event of this past week, the game, the high school game, where the video went viral where this kid got thrown out of the game and got so upset, ran back on the field and just took out the ref, just ran up on him and boom, like he was a pulling guard, knocked the ref down, and it was just a really kind of ugly scene. I don't know how old the ref was, but he obviously wasn't ready for this 16, 17, 8. I don't know how old the kid was, but he was well over 6 feet, still had his shoulder pads on. Well, we debated about whether or not if the ref had, you know, swung back, would he be arrested? This is a minor, but the kid instigated. And we had this whole long conversation, but we didn't know who the kid was. And we couldn't remember the school. We got an update. Ken, want to bring Ken Roundtree, our producer, on. Ken found out the fallout from that hit.
So the kid's name is Emmanuel Duran. He's 5'11", 225.
Okay, I guess he wasn't over 6. Yeah, he's still big.
He's also a highly touted wrestler.
Oh,
so he did get arrested and charged with assault and released on a $10,000 bond. And let me bring up the ref. It's a 56-year-old Fred Garcia. He's been a referee in Texas football for 27 years.
Whoa.
Now, there's 56-year-olds and there's 56-year-olds. Like, Tom Cruise is 56. That ref didn't look like he could jump from a helicopter. Okay? He looked like he was in shape, but he wasn't that kind of shape. Again, kid might not have been over 6 feet, but he came flying at him with pads. And the ref looked like if he saw him, he saw him at the last minute.
Yeah, he didn't see him for long.
Yeah.
He
is a senior, too. So, I mean, if he's a highly touted wrestler, he's probably got some scholarship offers.
He probably ain't wrestling either.
No, he probably gonna do that either. you're right about that.
Well, let me ask you this. We're going into an Olympic year. Ha! Wink, wink, wink. And you wonder if people like that are trying to make certain teams. I don't know if he's going to college or whatever. But that got me just thinking about that in the upcoming Olympics. Are we going to be able to see a Summer Olympics where we see our best wrestlers and the other athletes that are going to participate?
That's if we get it in there. Kim, yeah. we want you to chat a bit. Georgia didn't play yesterday. And you know, Greg asked me if this game is going to be made up. Is the Vanderbilt game going to be played? What you think?
Yeah, it's going to be made up on the 19th.
Well, it's scheduled to be made up. Yeah. But I'm just saying.
I think it will be.
Okay.
I think they'll play it on the 19th because Georgia's not going to. They said played on the 19th, barring Georgia being the SEC championship. We know that's not going to be the case now since Florida beat Tennessee yesterday. So I think they'll make it up. Georgia wants to have that last game at home for their senior class because yesterday was supposed to be senior day. Mm-hmm. So they'll do that.
Yeah, well, I understand the athletic director's kind of upset. I heard he was sounding off.
Yeah, they were mad.
Some of these other schools were not, adhering to protocols. Georgia's been clean all season and been ready to play. And, you know, didn't play the game yesterday due to Vanderbilt. We can't blame it on the lady kicker. It wasn't her fault. She although she
was
going to come and play.
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
I think what Georgia was really mad about was Vanderbilt did it canceled at the last minute, probably knowing they couldn't make it earlier in the week, and that didn't give Georgia any time to try to schedule anybody else if they wanted to.
All right, well, Ken, let me ask you this. What's the future? How do you feel about the future of this team? You got the quarterback that you wanted, JT Daniels, in place. We found out this week, Mathis, he jumped into the transfer portal, right?
Right.
Yeah. I think he split. So moving forward, I mean, you guys get a taste of it, but that second win is what's – or second loss, excuse me, it's what's keeping you from the big dance. But moving forward, how do you feel about your program?
I think you got to feel good, especially at the quarterback position. I think – JT will come back next year. You got Carson Beck probably taking a red shirt this year. And then you got Vandergrift coming in, and he'll probably sit, and he'll probably take a red shirt next year as well.
How confident are you guys going to get that defense back up? You lost some players there, some real players. And getting into, we talked about the offense a lot, but how do you feel about that defense heading into next season?
I'm fine with the defense, even with Richard LeCount leaving. I like the safety scene, and we got some other guys that are coming up playing quarterback like Cali Ringo that hasn't played a whole lot this year. I mean, it's just going to take time, especially for the young guys. But if you can have an offense that scores a lot of points, that gives your defense a little bit of time to maybe make some mistakes and not have to, lose games because the offense can't score. That's what happened this year because – you go to Alabama, you're up, then you don't score for the rest of the game. Well, if you had JT Daniels, would he have made a difference? Probably. You probably hang in that game a little bit longer because of the defense. The same thing with Florida. I think if you have a JT Daniels fully healthy, I think maybe you hang in that game a little longer. Maybe you beat Florida. So, good offense always help a defense that's struggling and vice versa. So.
All right. That's Ken Roundtree as our producer, our go-to guy when it comes to the Bulldogs. Mr. Crenshaw, you were
football,
saying?
Couple of football notes. Georgia Tech did play yesterday. And our man Bailey Hockman, who's played at
NC State,
and beat NC State, beat Georgia Tech yesterday 23-13, final score. Now, Tech got a turnaround, got a short turnaround. They're playing Thursday night against Pitt here at home, so they got a Thursday game. And there's college football tonight. You ain't think it was all NFL? No. Southern Cal is playing Washington State. They're playing them crazy Cougs from Pullman tonight. tonight.
Say that Memorial again. Coliseum. Them crazy Cougs from Pullman.
Them crazy Cougs from Pullman. The Trojans are gonna play tonight. We got college football tonight, man. If you don't like the Sunday night game, especially if you're local, you can't see NBC anyway.
Yeah, well, no, you can't. You gotta go to 4,322, and then you can find it there. Okay, we had a little opening here. We haven't had a chance to give our thoughts on what's going on with the NBA, but they made some news this past week. So Sam and I are going to talk about that next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Now more of Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
You know, Sam, Ken was talking that last segment, talking about the Georgia-Vandy game, and he mentioned, it might have been you, mentioned Sarah Fuller. And it just hit me really quick, and I don't want to spend much time on this, but man, it's just a reminder, the bittersweet litany of things we could talk about that have happened in 2020. But in this particular stance, I'm talking about women, girls, if you will, who play sports. And the ebb and flow of emotions from the time we started this year to what we've seen throughout the year and where we are right now and the mixed emotions that come up. It started with, well, Kobe and Gigi. And that tragedy that happened, but then we learned about what she was doing as a young girl and Kobe coaching these girls. And then the phrase girl dad became vogue again. And so we move into the year and then we see what, one of his proteges, Sabrina Ionescu, what she did on the college level before she got out and the achievements that she garnered. And then this past week with Sarah Fuller. Being the first woman to kick Division I football, getting out there with the pads.
And I want you to put a pin in this and bring this up with our guest at 7:20 because the fastest growing high school sport this year, in this year, what has been difficult to navigate, has been girls flag football in this state. It has just exploded. And it's the first year that it's been there. They're going to play championships at Georgia State Stadium right when the guys play theirs. And you know what? We'll get his thoughts on that because it has given girls an opportunity. It's not saying all the girls who played high school are going to put the pads on and go play college ball. But in another sense, Greg, it opens them up to jobs.
Yes,
they can
it does.
Work. You learn a sport. You learn the terminology. You learn the inner workings of it. You can work in it. And I think that's what an opportunity is going to come for a lot of young women who have taken an opportunity to play flag football in high school. So that's, you know, we'll chat with him about that.
Well, yeah, we'll talk to Robin about that. Robin Hines is going to join us at 7:20. I want to make a really quick, and you know who I'm talking about, but we have regularly had frontline workers, people who are doing yeoman's work during this pandemic. Did it before then, but really had to step up during this pandemic. And we have talked about them throughout this time. And one of the people that we have, and one of the areas that we've talked about was the Paulding County Fire Department. They have reached out to us, and for different reasons, we've mentioned them regularly. You've talked about the folks out in Gwinnett. Well, something happened this past week. Actually, something happened a couple days ago that I want to let you know, and I want to put it out there on the air because one of the guys who is a part of the story I want to tell you about has been a friend of the show. And so there's been some really positive news coming out of that Paulding County and the people that we've talked to. So if you give me a second, top of the hour, I want to mention that.
Sure.
Cool?
Absolutely.
All right, man. Listen, we didn't think we'd be talking about the NBA this past, this show from what they did this past week, but there's been some movement. And then you sent me the Hawks' new roster, and you are, as you always are, Mr. Crenshaw, with Atlanta teams. You're very optimistic about this team and their ascent to the playoffs this upcoming season.
Yeah, I think they made some great roster moves, some great pickups. And, I mean, a lot of people feel like you got to get a flashy, you know, big flashy name, high price guy. And I think they distributed the cash and bringing in some veteran experience. And right now, everybody's saying all the right things, and I think I think we got this young nucleus of talent, and I think everybody's coming in. I've heard them say the things that they know what their role is coming in with this team. You got Bogdanovich and guys like that, Gallinari, who are experienced guys who've been in the league for a time, who look forward to coming in and doing what they've done at other places, but share what they've learned with these young players who are coming up. I mean, we got a great crop of young players here in Nucleus, and you want to see them continue to grow. We just started to see Cam Reddish start to play consistently just when this pandemic hit us. And people were wondering, boy, is he a bust? Or what's the problem? Because he was up and down and struggling. But I always remind people, Trae Young struggled the first half of his rookie season. And then in the second half of the season, he became Trae Young. So, I mean, when you get guys in there and they're still teenagers, making a lot of adaptations and learning and being challenged, they've been the greatest they could be where they were, but they're not there anymore. You're not in college anymore. You're not the best.
Nope.
You know, you got to learn this game and pay your dues. And so I think this team is going to be great. They're going to have size. They brought some pieces in that should improve them defensively and still have some great perimeter game. So I'm excited to see what the Hawks have and for them to get a chance to play. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Well, I definitely don't have that much of a breakdown when it comes to this team. I've told you what I feel. I hope I'm wrong, but I just worry about Rondo. I just worry about him. And now he I don't know if he has that fire because he's achieved what he wanted. He got he came to this team because he got the most money. Okay, so if that's what he's chasing right now, that's fine. Let us know that, and you know, hopefully, just don't damage Trae. But he's got a ring on both coasts. He's got all the money in the bank, and I'm sure he just wants to continue playing. I'm just saying that fire, I don't know if it's there. And when Rondo doesn't have a fire or a focus, we have seen, if you followed his career, he will go off the rails or he'll do something, and it might be something minuscule, but it will disrupt the team chemistry. And we've seen that.
Well, I think having a player of his caliber here in Atlanta, we've always said, why can't we get that kind of player to agree to come to Atlanta? And I think having a guy like Trae Young is the thing that draws a guy like that here. And so I think he has a lot of experience. I was listening to what Lloyd Pierce had to say about him this week. He says, you know, Rondo is one of those guys who's very cerebral. He's watching the coaches while he's out there on the floor. He said, he's watching me to see what I'm doing. He's watching me to see if I'm giving a sign or a signal for a certain thing. And he's going to figure out a way to get there before it happens and blow it up on the defensive end. that's the kind of disruptive nature this Hawks team needs on defense. Somebody who's going to be there ahead of the game. And he's been around long enough. I remember talking with Kevin Herter about Vince Carter and what he brought to the team. The fact that he knew what other coaches are going to do. If they're coaching against Doc Rivers, I know what Doc's going to do in certain situations. Against San Antonio, he knew what Pop was going to do in certain situations. Well, now you got a player who can do that. Same thing, because he's faced all the coaches in the league multiple times. And so I think that's another advantage of having him. I'm looking forward to seeing it roll out.
Yeah, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. My answer to that is the coaches also know that Rondo knows this, or that particular player, whoever it is, when they come back and they see, oh, this guy knows how I do this, that, and the other thing. So the cat and mouse game continues. It's not always to the advantage of the player who used to play in that system. The coach is pretty good, too. Now, you know, I'm sure Pop can make adjustments. I'm sure Doc. Hey, man, did you hear what what's-his-face said or alleged to point out? I mean, he said some things, but he didn't blatantly come out and say it. But Paul George, about Doc?
No.
Oh, man. It was chemistry problems. Doc didn't do enough pick and rolls. I mean, he just talked about Doc as now that he's gone. And Kendrick Perkins came out and called him a coward for saying it. I never liked this dude. I never thought he was a superstar. He was a very, very, very good player. Bust his leg. And for whatever reason, when he came back from busting his leg the way he did, everybody thought that he was in that same category as these, you know, the top five or six players. And I personally never put him there. I never saw that hunger out of him going back to his days in Indiana. But yet people kept talking about him like he was, you know, he was that missing piece for, and he's been not. He's been borderline soft when it comes to those crunch time. He had a couple very good games during the playoffs, but he also came out and told all of us that he was mentally checked out. He was mentally frustrated being in that bubble. Even with this pandemic and everything that's gone on with this year, I always thought that he was that kind of dude before this, where he's landed. I don't consider him the ultimate number two. He definitely ain't a one. But I got some reason to feel like I don't know that he's a number two. I just don't like the dude. I mean, as a player, not personally. Well, I take that back. It might be a little bit of snarkiness because I got no issues with his game when it's on. He's got a great game. Okay,
when he's on,
so I'd be an idiot.
It works.
Yeah, I'd be an idiot to critique that. But it's the person. Why you got to say that? Why? And especially for Doc Rivers. And forget about the fact that we know Doc and all that. This is a championship coach. Let me see how many rings you got, which are none. Okay, not even close. So I just had a problem with that. But he said he popped off this past week. And
I'm looking at the schedule here. And now we got some preseason games that'll be coming up by next weekend. The Hawks have preseason games on the 11th and 13th here in town against Orlando. And then the season, of course, starts on the 22nd, and the first game up is Golden State in Portland. Ooh, the things that are going there. I mean, you hate there's no Klay Thompson.
I was just going to say, that's not, yeah.
But see, that's the game. And then the Lakers, and of course, and Clippers, that's on the same night. The next night, Hawks are going to kick things off in Chicago against the Bulls. That's where they're going to start this season. So.
And after spending $150 million on that bubble, NBA ain't playing around. They are really going to start fining people for violation of the coronavirus protocols that are in place. Adam Silver is not messing around. At some point, we'll get back to Westbrook and LeBron possibly playing with his kid. But coming up next, top of the hour at 7 o'clock, we are going to get you caught up on what's going on the high school level and college level locally. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.